This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's the secondary for me, and that is admitting that we're putting a ton of stock into DJ Humphreys coming back from an injury and starting at left tackle. It's going to be an upgrade. I don't think he's going to suddenly be an all-pro level left tackle again, but it's an upgrade at left tackle, and I think it's going to happen on Sunday night based on what Andy said yesterday. But secondary is absolutely my biggest concern. That's the one area where they don't have the true fix. Joshua Williams is a better option than Nazi Johnson, but we've also seen Joshua Williams fail. Did I say Joshua Johnson? Joshua Williams fail. We've seen that before. So that's why, to me, it's the secondary. I think the pass rush is not my biggest concern because I believe Charles Omenihu, we already saw a glimpse of it on Friday, on the Black Friday game, and what it meant for Chris Jones. And I don't say left tackle just because I think they are going to get better play at left tackle, which hopefully leads to more time for Xavier Worthy down the field, for other guys down the field.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it is the secondary as well. I think it's just an interesting conversation when you're looking at you want to say it's the left tackle, I think, because position-wise, left tackle is a top three most important position in the game, and it's been dreadfully bad multiple times. But also, in terms of them, I think, to be honest, I think them winning the Super Bowl has more to do with the defense than it does with the left tackle position. Because they've been we've seen the defense get progressively, not worse necessarily, but we've seen them get beat.
Yeah, they're not playing as good now as they were in week three or four. That's
yeah, they've been getting beat on a more regular basis here over the last 4 or 5 weeks, where not that you can't rely on them, because again, they make the nice play for fortune in their case, I think, in this instance again, but it's been some fortune in the last 5 weeks or so. Left tackle, they've been able to move the ball on offense. Like, Patrick Mahomes is still having really solid games amidst the left tackle atrocity that they've had to this point. So DJ Humphreys being an upgrade now, I think you and I are both in the same frame of mind of that's going to be fine. As long as DJ Humphreys is healthy, he's going to be serviceable enough because we know how good he is. Wanya Morris is never going to be at the level of DJ Humphreys was when he was fully healthy and all that other stuff. Kingsley, we don't know yet, but this year certainly not going to be at that level. They'll be fine on offense. I'd be more worried about the secondary and Joshua Williams because, as you mentioned, he was better on Sunday. He's also had moments where he's looked flat, and that's something, along with the Nick Bolton coverage thing against tight ends, along with Justin Reed sometimes just getting beaten. As good of a player as he is, there's moments where his age is kind of showing at times.
I think, too, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong on the text line, I think some of the belief and where I'm at, too, is that, hey, the bigger concern is the defense, because we all saw last year on the playoffs everything changed, and that's what's so weird about when we have these conversations. Like, we all know that playoffs are just different for this team, and that's my whole point about why nobody should be panicking. Is like, they're just different in the playoffs. But part of my feeling that why the secondary is the biggest concern is because we did just see this team win a Super Bowl in large part because the defense was dominant. And we all know that this defense is not dominant right now. And I don't think they're going to get back to a dominant level, but do they have to? If the offense can get improved left tackle play and the offense can go from, I think they're 11th in points per game right now, if they can suddenly get into the top eight, which is not far off. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't if you look at the points per game stuff. If the offense gets to eighth and the defense isn't dominant, but they, I don't know where they are officially in points per game defensively, I haven't looked, admittedly. If they can get to a top 10 again, not top three like they were, but if you have two top 10 units, they don't right now, but if they get to that by playoff time or in the playoffs, then that's all. Like, that's good enough, in my opinion, to get back to a Super Bowl. But if the defense is playing like an 18th to 20th defense and the offense is only 11th, then yeah, that's the formula where they're getting bounced before the Super Bowl, before the AFC title game.
Yeah. I just, to me, if you're in a moment like where you like if you're playing and maybe it's like the matchup that they have, maybe a certain spot matters more. Like maybe if you're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers and you got to go up against Cam Hayward and TJ Watt,
sure,
and maybe the left tackle spot matters a little bit more in that one than the defense would against Russell Wilson. I don't know if that's a fair way to look at it, where if you're facing Josh Allen, the defense, you better make sure the secondary right. is good to go. Or if you're facing Lamar Jackson, you got to make sure the secondary is good to go.
It's more likely they're playing Buffalo when it matters the most than it is Pittsburgh when it matters the most. Right? I mean, I know they could technically play in the divisional round Pittsburgh, but we all are like probably under the thought, right? We agree that most likely we all think it's the Chiefs-Bills AFC title game again.
I think that's why in terms to me, I think the defense matters more in terms of winning the Super Bowl. If you play the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl, you have to have a good set. They have to be on their P's and Q's defensively. Otherwise, that offense is going to have a really good time. I just think that for them to win, and I know that it's different than so somebody mentioned the year that they lost the Super Bowl.
They were down to their backup tackles on both sides.
There was the entire line that was the problem. It wasn't necessarily the defense. It wasn't just one spot in particular that wasn't upgraded.
And they were winning with offense all year that year. That was not a year in which it was the defense. You know what I mean? That was a little bit of the difference. Mm-hmm.